Hello, prospects. This is Prospects TV. Justin Gervais, Gervais Baseball. I'm here with Cody Ortega, Director of Baseball Operations at 365 Sports, 14U coach, as well as 19U.
Yep, thank you for having me, Justin.
No problem.
Talked to all the coaches and players. Everybody's excited about this being added to our program this year, so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be a great summer. So let's just get things off. Kicked off with the player of the week from last week. Our teams were at West Point.
Yep.
We had three teams there, correct?
We had three teams. We had our 15U, 16U, and 17U team over at West Point doing a three-game showcase tournament and workout. And then our 14U team played up in a 15U tournament in Portland, Maine, Lighthouse Classic. It's ran by Firecracker Baseball. Excellent job, as always.
And we went to the West Point showcase last year, and it was one of the best showcases that I've ever done in my my baseball career, and so I know those guys got a lot of benefit from it. So, player of the week, we got Zach Furtado from the 17U team. I know Zach, he's a great kid, great baseball player. He went 4-for-8 this weekend with 3 doubles, 4 runs scored, 3 RBIs, and 2 walks at the West Point showcase. What do you got to say about Zach?
Oh, Zach's a great kid. He came to us 2 years ago. Joined our team. We were very fortunate to have him come over. You know, we look for just more than baseball players. Obviously, his numbers speak loudly of what he can do and what he can accomplish on the field. But off the field, he's also just an awesome character kid. Treats everybody the right way, does everything the right way. And we're lucky to have him in the program. But we're happy for him. You know, guys like that, our 17U team, you know, those guys are the future college recruits. In terms of this being a big summer for them. A lot of them are 2020s. And anytime a guy like that can do something at a good showcase with those kind of numbers, we're very excited for him.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Great weekend for Zach. We got the pitcher of the week as well from the 14U team, Kyle Bork. Now, you were with Kyle this weekend.
Yeah.
What stood out to you? He had 6 innings pitched over 2 games, no hits allowed, no runs, and 7 Ks. What was working for him?
Yeah, Bork is Bork. That's a typical day for Bork. He, you know what? He grinds. You know, he's not just a kid that shows up and pitches. He's constantly in the facility, outside, working in between days of pitching, doing his regimen, and always striving to become better. But in terms of what was very impressive with Bork, you know, the numbers speak loudly again. However, you know, he'll tell you the first game, curveball was not working. Off speed was a little bit, was not as sharp as usual. However, you know, he really painted the corners. He worked in and out. He didn't constantly just sit on the outside corner, worked up and down. And when he can get establish a first pitch fastball and you have no idea where it's going, good things happen.
Exactly. You know, that's really a great quality for a great pitcher, is to be able to go out there and still get the job done when you don't have your best stuff. So kudos to him for having a great weekend as well. Team of the week from last weekend, we have the 17U team. They were at West Point. They went 2-0-1.
Yeah.
And what did they do well this weekend?
Yeah, big time. You know, they this is their third year together as a group. And for the most part, these guys have been playing the whole time the past 3 years. So again, the coaching staff is phenomenal. Coach Brooks and Coach Brad Douglas, they do an incredible job with the players. But overall, they're a grind group, you know. A lot of 2020s, a lot of standout guys. You got Furtado, Egan, Perry, Camello, Walker, DeCenzo, Kalenda, Ginden, Vaughn, Bernal, Craven, Labonte, and one of our players, actually, Zach Line, is a 2019. He is committed to Framingham State. Those guys are just, they go after it every day. You know, someone's going to be lucky to grab them down the road.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And what I noticed with that team is whenever they're in here practicing in the facility, they're always having a good time. You know, they really like each other. And they love playing with each other.
Oh, yeah.
So that's always great to see. We got a few updates, too, coming for a few of our prospect players. We got Jacob Gaudreau from the 16U team. He had 2 big events this week. He participated in the area code game tryouts, as well as playing on the Red Sox scout team against the Orleans Firebirds.
Yep. He had himself a quite busy couple of days
in
a good
imagine.
Way. You know, I talked to him, and we're very excited for anybody who gets that kind of opportunity. It doesn't come often, and he definitely made the most of it. You know, area code games, tryouts, he was trying out with the older kids, so he's actually a year younger than everybody else that was there, and did a fantastic job, great experience. You know, doesn't cave under pressure. He's a special kind of kid. He really works hard, and He thrives for the clutch situation and thrives to get better every single year. And that's why these kinds of things, when they come up, he dominates them. You know, the Red Sox scout team was awesome. Wish I could have been there, but just to see the pictures of him at Fenway Park. He's 16 years old. He's
definitely playing a special moment.
Oh, gosh. And, you know, we put some stuff on social media, him taking BP. There's one video we're going to put up soon. You know, he put one probably 15 feet away, you know, down the right field line. And, you know, it's awesome seeing him drive the ball like that. But, you know, you could see it. No nerves. Went up there, had a great time, put on a show, and, you know, did his thing.
Exactly. You know, these things happen when kids are in here working all the time, working their butts off. These opportunities come to you, and you'll be prepared for them just like Gaudreau was.
Yeah, and we're never surprised when they have these opportunities and they take care of them, because that's what we talk about. You know, it's if you can put the work in on a daily basis, this stuff comes. You know, we always say, you know, pressure comes from a lack of preparation.
Exactly.
So these guys prepare all the time, and when they get into those situations, it's pretty, as coaches, you know, we all put in the work with the kids, and, you know, I would say we're very confident when our guys are thrown into these situations, because we know just how much they worked at it.
Definitely. We also have Dorsey Asenzo from the 15U team. He went down to Florida this past week to play in the Perfect Game National Team Championships. Yep. Went 7 innings, only 1 hit, and 8 Ks. He got the Player of the Day award for that tournament. Pretty special player, pretty special moment for him.
Very special player. Very special player. He's, again, you know, we tell all of our kids, you know, we don't play favorites. You know, we believe in every single one of them the same way. But when you get put into a big situation and you do what he does, you know, you deserve all the credit in the world.
Exactly.
So, you know, he went down with Coach Ferber, who's a well-respected coach. Went down with his national team, real ballers. And we were very fortunate that he was able to participate in an event like that with them. You know, it's tough in situations like us. You know, we don't get out of school. Our kids don't get out of school until, unfortunately, you know, the end of June. You know, some schools are earlier than others. So with Dorsey being a Bishop Hendricken kid, he was able to go down there, go to West Palm Beach, enjoy some nice weather, and absolutely dominate the mound. I think he went 7 innings, one hit.
Yep.
He had a no-no going into the last inning, I believe, and gave up a, you know, one of those bloop singles that just got in. But, you know, he's special. He's, you know, 6'1", 200 pounds, very, very easy motion, fast twitch actions. And, you know, you'll find him living 83 to 86 on a daily basis with good stuff.
Yeah.
And I got to give the kid credit, too. Same thing. On and off the field, awesome guy, works his butt off. You know, again, one of those situations where he prepares for it, and
Good things happen. That's what the prospects are all about, you know. We're here to get the exposure for our players, and when that opportunity comes, you're going to be ready for it.
Exactly.
So, I know we have a tournament coming up this weekend. You've been playing in some with your 14 U teams. What is your weekly take? What are you thinking about going into the weekend? I know you got 2 tournaments.
Yeah, we're excited. From a program perspective, you know, we really appreciate Army giving us the opportunity to go up there to start the summer. It really kicks us into shape with our kids. You know, it's tough. It's summer ball is extremely fun, and I've said it for a long time. It's not a knock on any other coaches out there. It's very difficult to coach. You know, you're trying to get guys to the next level, which means, you know, they come off their high school season. You know, it's like, okay, you know, it's great, good to go. Let's have some fun with my boys in the summer.
Yeah.
And we're all about that. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, then we have 10, 15, 20 schools in attendance, and it's kind of like, hey, you know, we got
to
turn it up. So Army does a great job with that. The culture experience, you were there last year, is second to none. They do a great job speaking to the kids, telling them how to play the game the right way in terms of the recruitment process. And with that being said, I know Brooks, Mann, and Trottier were very excited going into this next Firecracker 4th of July event, which is a big event. You know, it's awesome. It's local. So we take a lot of pride in making sure that we're one of the standout teams, being that we're from Rhode Island. We really enjoy the competition. It you know, pretty much the top competition from the Northeast. And, you know, Mark Cook's done a good job. They're pretty much national now, nationally well-known. And we've got 5 teams in the event, 14 through 19. And I think we feel pretty comfortable knowing that there's a good chance that any of us could walk home with a championship this weekend.
Exactly, and that's what we're looking for. You know, we're going out there every weekend trying to come home with some hardware.
Yeah, you got to learn how to win.
Exactly. All right. That's all we have for you this week. Stay tuned next week for another installment of Prospects TV.
Perfect. Appreciate it, Justin.
Thank you, Cody.
Thank you. Keep doing a good job.